from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A ton to work on. And our standard was not out there today. That's not how we play. So there's a lot that we need to do to get ourselves ready to go here.
Yeah. Okay, I'm fine.
I do a lot of self-talk. If you had a blood pressure cuff on me during that game, it would probably have exploded.
I'm fine, totally fine. I don't know why it's coming out all loud and squeaky, because really, I'm fine.
The standard is the standard. It's the standard even in a preseason game, preseason week one. There is a standard and an expectation when you put the colors on the Buffalo Bills to come out and play a lot better than we did and coach a lot better than we did.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Just for a moment, let's all appreciate the breezes we got this weekend. Let's appreciate the temps we're getting in the morning and the evening.
We're getting some fall-like weather.
That's right. It's going to go back up into the 80s this week, but some really nice, you know, moderate, cool, and with football being played, it's a great time of year, even though it's preseason. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Jeremy White, Sneaky Joe DiBiase.
You know, hearing McDermott there, it is worth noting. Maybe it's just how he's been about the preseason the whole time. We just haven't known it because they've won all their preseason games for like 4 years. Until that Steeler game last year. Isn't that like the only example of them getting kind of beat in a preseason game?
And he was upset about that and played the starters the next week.
Right. Otherwise, they had a streak. So
yeah,
like
not quite the Ravens, but they were right. winning a lot.
Right. So this is maybe all how he always has been. We just haven't really noticed because, like we said, the Pittsburgh game last year was the only other example of this that I remember.
So, get your calls in a minute, recap what happened in the game, give some opinions on it that are, you know, balanced by the preseason pledge and all that. But I teased a stat for you I want to get you, which I saw this over the weekend from Tyler Webb, who, sports business reporter, pointed out something that I thought was surprising about the Bills. And I'll just ask you this way. How many NFL rosters average age is younger than the Bills' average age? How many NFL rosters have a younger roster by average age than the Bills?
Well, they've been one of the older ones, but with all the changeover, I don't know, I guess they're like middle of the pack in average age. So maybe there'd be like 15 teams that are younger, would be my guess.
That would be my guess, that neighborhood, that they started to get a lot younger.
Yep.
Which, you know, they have done to a degree. There are only 26. There are 26 rosters younger than the Bills.
So they're still an old team.
They're still an old team. There are three teams older than them.
Who are the three?
San Francisco, Miami, and Houston.
That's it.
And Pittsburgh and Cleveland are tied on average age. So,
okay.
So the Bills and their team in transition, you know, next year, they have a bunch more draft picks. Next year, maybe they've gone free agency and had some young guys and some other older guys are gone.
Yeah.
But average age of roster, 26 teams are younger than this team. So I want to say, be careful calling them a young team if that's something that you've been doing.
Yeah, I guess they're younger because I think they've been like the oldest team in the league. But, man, not by much if they're only 26th in the league. And, like, younger team, I guess how many – we've ended up here one game into the preseason. How many spots on the team are like, okay, they've turned it over to a rookie or turned it over to a young guy?
One receiver – one safety, maybe, if he's healthy.
If he gets healthy.
He might be a starter.
Yeah.
One defensive lineman in the rotation. A running back is in the mix, but running back is always kind of churned over.
Yep.
A defensive end.
Yep. Kincaid being a first-round pick, that's happened.
That's right. Shakir's young.
Yeah. Well, because what's interesting about that, and we know how this will end up. Maybe snaps will end up being different than where we're at right now on that. Like, how often does the guy play? Do you remember when, not last year when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, but the year before? The first year Tyreek Hill's gone, so this is not this past season, but the one before, where the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. And I remember seeing stats after they won it that they led the league in rookie snaps.
Yeah, it was George Karlaftis, McDuffie.
Pacheco played a ton at running back.
Yeah.
Whatever it was. The Chiefs, the first year, that second Super Bowl they won, they led the league in rookie snaps. And I don't know. Doesn't that seem like a huge stretch right now that the Bills would be near the top of the league in rookie snaps?
Sure.
I'm not saying they couldn't be like, they could be bottom of the league, but, you know. What does that take, though, also? Like, what helps that along? When you get a seventh-round running back that ends up being your starter.
That's right.
You need, like, a day three guy to kind of come out of nowhere and get a major role.
It also helps to have, like, Mahomes. You know.
Sure.
Right. Having Allen will help a lot of these rookies.
Yeah.
803-0550. All right, so your thoughts on the preseason game against the Bears. You know, we keep it in check about how panicky anybody should be. I will say, though, if you took that clip from McDermott and we made a montage later in the season in November and played that, people are like, oh, what game was that from? Oh, yeah. That was the Bears preseason game.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about the pride you must have to wear the uniform.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Strong words from him. Meanwhile, the message from Allen and Taron Johnson, saw a bunch of this in the Bills locker room after the game too. I don't know that this gets to your point about how the Bills, this really doesn't happen to them in the preseason. It doesn't have to mean anything. But how are they going to respond to it? Allen's going to say, well, we don't really game plan. You know, we're not showing too much. And I thought, boy, I don't know if he's ever said that before after the preseason. And the answer as to why could be what you just explained. They don't really lose in the preseason in games that matter. But they don't matter, but they don't really have this happen to them. So, hey, guys, we don't game plan. You know, you win by 15. You don't downplay the significance of it. You say, yeah, it's good to get out there and look good and saw a bunch of guys look good. So, you know, whatever. It's preseason. 803-0550, got some calls to catch up on. Your thoughts on, you know, Keon Coleman's debut. Shakir showed off that yak ability that we are counting on this year. We got a Curtis Samuel tunnel screen. Those of you that are really hoping the Bills run screen passes more effectively might get your wish this year.
Mm-hmm. So, he had a nice catch over the middle of the field, too.
He did.
Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. And the rest of the receivers. Joe Biscaglia, the Athletic, had a good point, which was, it's tough to know what would have happened if Mac Hollins was healthy. On the depth chart, this is me speaking about like him pointing out Mac Hollins. On the depth chart, Hollins is listed above Keon Coleman, but he was not available for this game. He didn't play. So if he was, would they have split the snaps out there, or would Coleman still have gotten all of them? Because nobody else really got snaps at the X because nobody's available for it.
Right.
Claypool's not available.
MVS got in there more so when Trubisky was in.
Yep.
Yeah.
803-0550. Mike in Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, good morning.
Hey, guys, good morning. Fall is in the air. I can feel it this morning on the ride into work, so thank God for that, man. No humidity. Keep that elsewhere. So that's great. You know, I don't get too wrapped up in the preseason. Couple things I focus on, though, when I'm watching the games is, like you said, with Khalil, the yards after catch, he looks explosive. He looks like he's going to be a problem. That stood out to me. But the other thing that stood out to me in a negative way was the offensive line just got bombarded on run plays. Cook had really nowhere to run. So that, to me, is a problem. Preseason, scrimmage, practice, Madden game, your offensive line should not be getting pushed back into to the running back. So that was, I think, the most frustrating thing. I don't really worry about the score and all that jazz because people are moving in, and like Alan said, they don't game plan for the preseason games. But man on man, we lost. We got our lunches ate at the offensive line. I don't know if you guys saw anything different on that, but that's what I witnessed right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't want to get too worked up about it. About losing battles on the offensive line. You know, you're not.
It did happen.
It did happen, but you're still just not firing the way you normally would, right? You know, it's just you're not game planned. Put it this way, especially in the run game. In the run game, and we had a caller say a text about the run game. The last thing on earth I'm ever going to care about is how your run game looks in the preseason, because. Not to say, Mike, like it's not important down the line, but this is how I would look at it. When you're running the ball, and this is what the Bills plan to be this year on some level, you are attacking the defense. You're going in a direction with force, right? Mm-hmm. Your game plan, whether you're going to pull a guard this way or do this or motion this, you're going to game plan how to attack a defensive line and run in a direction. And if you're in the preseason just calling basic plays, that's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills don't want to show how they're going to run the ball. I mean, it won't exactly revolutionize running the football, but you'll get an idea of how they want to run it, and they don't want to show teams how they want to run it yet. So,
yep,
that'd be my best explanation for why I would just downplay that a little bit.
And I don't know how it's not really a position group where there have been these big questions leading in anyway, where it's kind of new to think about, hey, whoa, what's going on with the offensive line here? I haven't wondered about what their offensive line is going to be like. I know that McGovern has moved over to center, and David Edwards, who was playing as like the sixth lineman last year, is now their starting left guard. But I don't know. Like it's a group of veteran players. You mentioned they're the oldest team or one of the older teams in the league still, and their offensive line, like Dawkins is an 8-year veteran at this point. Edwards is a veteran, won the Super Bowl with the Rams. McGovern's a veteran on his second contract. Like, Brown even is into, what, his fourth year? Like, it's only Torrance, really, in terms of, like, young offensive linemen that you're counting on, and he already gave you a good rookie season. So, I don't know, like, I want to bypass that position even more because I just haven't had serious questions about the group as a whole. If it were safety that was getting them crushed, or receivers dropping the ball left and right. Like, okay, now you've got my attention because I've already been wondering about this. Line? I don't know. Just, I feel like the line's going to be fine. And that even if it's not, Allen's going to cover up for a lot of it when they get...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the regular season.
Yeah.
Running the ball, you never know.
Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. First off, Jeremy, how's the new baby doing?
Good. Good.
Yeah, everything's going well. You adjusted. That's great.
Three at home versus two is it's drastic.
You're playing zone coverage now, right? Is that what you
said? I mean, it's partial zone, partial just, you know, run in every direction.
Yeah, I got you. And Joe, have you got on the train of the NCAA game yet?
Not yet. Soon.
You got to do it.
Not
soon
yet,
enough.
Huh?
Soon
you
enough.
You got to get on there, buddy. Anyways, listen, you know, I was able to listen to the game. They didn't black it out, so I was happy about that. Brownie did a great job. But Caleb Williams, he's going to be something special from what I heard. And the thing that I got from this game was it was nice to know that Tyler Bass kicked both field goals, especially the long one. You know, it was like, I know the stadium probably cringed. I cringed a little bit, but I think we're going to be okay. I'm in relaxed mode. My blood pressure cuff did not explode, so it's preseason. Let's all relax. I wish the line would have done a little bit better, the offensive line, but this is preseason. Let's go, Bills. Thanks, guys. Always doing a great job.
Thanks, Rob. You know, as you mentioned Bass, he strikes me as a perfect parallel to what the Bills are this year, which is it kind of doesn't matter what kicks you make. It matters what kicks you miss.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say it doesn't matter what kicks you make, but if he has a good season and then they're in a game in the playoffs and he has a big miss, that's all people are going to remember. That's how that works. That's how it worked with Diggs. Diggs had a good season at the start, started to disappear from the offense in the later stages, and then had a drop, mm-hmm. and it was over. It's over for him, because that one's the one you needed. For Bass, he did have a bad year by his standard. Not exactly horrible, but not his best. And then he missed a kick in the playoff game, and, you know, that's the story. So it's kind of a parallel to the Bills, which is, if I tell you they go 11-6 or 12-5, you're going to say, great, but what do they do in the playoffs? Great. Sounds awesome. I know you're good enough to do that. But what matters most is how did you ultimately fall apart? How did you ultimately come up short? You know, you live on this level, this plane. It's about how it ended, kind of, more than it is about how it went.
Mm-hmm. He definitely went down in percentage. The overall with a kicker, I just tend to think they're up and down as a position group in general. Almost every kicker in the league has up and down seasons. So he went down 5% last year. I'd expect him to progress back closer to his career average and be a couple percentage points higher than he was last year, and I think probably he'll be fine. If he has a second year in a row where, you know, he's down around 80% and he misses a kick here and there, maybe another one in a big spot, then okay, like now you'll have my attention. But I'm not really thinking about him still all that much at all. Certainly not in panic mode.
No, me neither. I don't want to kick field goals. Ever.
I don't want a kicker. In general.
Yeah.
Could you be in panic mode about anything right now? What would you be in panic mode about the Bills right now? Backup quarterback? Could you possibly be? If I were overreaction Monday, if I really wanted to go all in on what's the thing I could overreact the most to from Monday, it's that their backup quarterbacks stink and they should go sign Ryan Tannehill. Right?
He's out there, huh?
He's still available.
It's worth asking because, again, like the job of backup quarterback is not always to be the second-best quarterback on the team. We've seen the Bills do this where they have a backup quarterback and then the quarterback gets hurt and they go to the guy on the practice squad. Thad Lewis jumped over somebody. Was it Jeff Toole at
the
time?
Did they do that?
Yeah, it's not even that unusual.
Okay.
That the backup's job is to be The
clipboard guy.
The wingman to the quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Put it this way. If Allen got hurt tomorrow.
Knocking on wood.
Knocking on wood.
That won't happen.
Are you sure they wouldn't sign somebody to play? As opposed to just being like, Trubisky's the guy.
I'd want them to sign Tannehill.
Right. Or, and who else is out there that might be available?
I don't know. Go trade for someone's backup that's like, who's the best backup in the league? Go trade for Jameis Winston.
Well, a good example of why this is the case, and it's not a perfect comparison, but where is there a big controversy, at least before you even see anybody play, about maybe the backup should be the guy? Pittsburgh? Because Justin Fields is...
He's exciting.
He's exciting. He's made some plays. If a guy becomes available and you have a young quarterback, this was true of, is it Mac Jones and Cam Newton, or who am I thinking of here? Where getting a guy behind your young player isn't ideal because you don't want to hear that noise.
Mm.
You don't want the push from behind. You want your guy to be comfortable and feel like he can play freely. And this isn't a point that a backup quarterback would push Allen. It's just that the job is not always to be the second best quarterback on the team. It's just to help the first best quarterback, help the starter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the Bills would even want Trubisky to play. He signed for 2.5.
Yeah.
What are backup quarterback salaries worth out there? Guys that might have to play or guys that are reasonably good, sometimes they actually do get decent money.
Well, where are we with him since he was last their backup? When he was last their backup, he was coming off being cut by the Bears.
Where he took a team to the playoffs.
He took a team to the playoffs. He was like a good game manager, right? Like the numbers were pedestrian for sure, but you'd seen worse. And then since, he got another opportunity in Pittsburgh and looked really bad in it.
Yeah.
Right? He got benched last year. He was the backup last year and ended up being third with Pickett hurt because he got outplayed by Mason Rudolph. So I don't know like where I'm at with confidence level in Trubisky versus where I would have been 3 years ago when he was the backup. In terms of where he's paid, you know, he's like a middle of the road backup. They also, you know, if it got so bad that they did want to do something, it would cost them $750,000 this year and next year to cut him. So they would save almost all of it if they really wanted to do it. I'm thinking, though, that your earlier point about how he is tight with Allen and who's the quarterback that once pointed out that it's more important as a backup quarterback in the NFL to be friends with the starting quarterback than it is to actually be the best option. Because think of what teams end up doing. If your starting quarterback does go down at one point, you can just sign a guy that's a better idea than your backup. What did the Browns do last year? I mean, they tried their backups out.
Yeah, they went to four quarterbacks.
But what did they end up on was the best idea? Oh, Joe Flacco was just sitting out there and was easily the best option that they could have got their hands on.
Yeah.
That could be Tannehill this year. Or maybe it could be, right, like, okay, something happens to Allen. You don't want it to happen, and Trubisky's got to play. All right, let's go give the Colts a sixth for Flacco. Let's just do that. Like, you could find your way to a better idea if you really wanted to try.
Just checking. You tell me if you'd want these guys as the backup instead of Trubisky if it came down to it.
This is who's available?
This is who's available.
Okay.
Do you want to try and get the three former Bills that are on this list?
I know Nathan Peterman is on the list.
He is.
I'm just saying, if there's something wrong with Shane Buechele, who went for x-rays.
All right, get out of here.
And you need a guy to get you through the preseason.
Get you through the preseason.
Someone's got to throw passes in the preseason, right?
They can't.
They'll need another quarterback if he's hurt. I'm just saying. And he knows.
Oh, because Buechele's he went for x-rays.
That's what I mean. If he has an injury and they need somebody to play preseason games.
Are the Bills
prepared,
prepared to do the funniest thing ever?
Oh, it'd be amazing. It'd be so great.
Be your dream come true. Here's who's available. You said Tannehill. After Tannehill, Spotrac has eight quarterbacks available. Eight.
Well, there's got to be more guys.
There are more, but guys that rate.
Okay, yeah.
Brian Hoyer, Blaine Gabbert, A.J. McCarron, Matt Barkley, Trevor Siemian, Nathan Peterman, Logan Woodside, and Ben DiNucci. The reality is if
okay, so it would be Barkley. It would be Barkley, right?
If Allen were to get hurt and need to miss time, the Bills might have to trade for somebody. If they don't have faith in Trubisky. And again, just I guess the general point is just being the backup doesn't mean a team thinks you're the second best option. It just means you're in the room helping our guy. And for Trubisky,
yeah,
he did that before. Like, you knew he would get along with the quarterback. The last backup was Kyle Allen. Same thing. It's one of his best friends.
Yeah.
Right? We thought Darnold would be an option for the Bills because, hey, they need a backup. How about Sam Darnold? He's tight with Josh, too. They could do Darnold. Instead, he got a starting job.
Right.
At least they got to,
at the beginning
to
at least,
try and hold off J.J. McCarthy. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, some around-the-league stuff to get to. Team USA wins. That was great.
Team USA wins, and man, like, the game was awesome. It was legendary. I'm going to remember that game forever. It is, you know, a far to the headline that's kind of under the radar, if you watch that game, is Wembanyama is going to take the NBA over any minute. That dude is insane. He was trading threes with Curry down the stretch. He's insane.
It's fun to watch.
Yep.
803-0550. Sal joins us at 8:30. You can give us a call if you'd like. Wide open phone lines as we connect with you. Get your thoughts on the Bills preseason opener and get closer and closer to the start of the regular season. Jeremy and Joe on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.